So are you still watching, or at least trying to keep on top of the Derek Chauvin trial? There was another interesting week. Minneapolis police chief, as well as several other police CMTs speaking out against Chauvin. Makes the contest. Who's got more friends at this point in the world, Derek Chauvin or Matt Gaetz? If you want to compare and contrast week one, week two, week one was emotional. This past week, week two of the trial was analytical. It had one after another from law enforcement. Minneapolis police chief testifying how pretty much Chauvin did everything possible wrong. Failed to understand the concept of de-escalation. We learned that it was asphyxiation that caused the cardiac arrest of George Floyd. The defense inquired about, it's called lawful but awful. That's a term that, something that appears bad, but is necessary and even legal to use in a split-second decision. Problem with that is, now if Chauvin started what he did as a split-second decision, he stayed with it for minutes past what he needed to. Defense also keeps trying to sell the claim that the people watching all this happen was a riotous crowd that created a danger and distraction for Chauvin. Then video after video has presented quite a different factual story. Thursday we had featured testimony from Dr. Martin Tobin, who was, first of all, he worked for free. You know, expert witnesses, they actually charge for coming in and testifying, some of them $500,000 a day. Dr. Tobin, this was a freebie because it was his first time testifying in a criminal trial. And he's going to be able to get some pretty good rates from this point forward as a testifying pro because he explained in plain English, even demonstrated what was happening to George Floyd in detail, how Chauvin caused it, and how torturous it was for Mr. Floyd. Dr. Tobin testified that George Floyd's oxygen level only maintained life for the first 5 minutes that Chauvin was kneeling on his neck. It was that low level of oxygen which caused the brain damage, then caused Floyd's heart to stop. According to Dr. Tobin, George Floyd was suffering so much he tried to lift his chest off the ground by pushing down on the street asphalt with his face, just so he can maybe draw a breath. The doctor also testified that Chauvin kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for more than 3 minutes after there was zero oxygen left in George Floyd's body. Really, basically what Dr. Tobin did, if you were watching, and certainly if you're a member of the jury, he helped you feel, not just understand, feel what George Floyd was being put through. Chauvin somehow thought this was Mr. Floyd resisting. Yeah, you stick with that. While the case against Chauvin, by the way, seems to be a slam dunk, there's something important to remember. The defense is going to throw everything they can out there, because all they need is one doubt about one thing to be created with one juror. So don't be posting on your Facebook or posting quotes on stories, Chauvin guilty. Not yet, at least.